In the studio with us this morning, Jim Groninger is here. Of course, you know him from the Groninger Insurance Agency, but he's real active in the Northumberland area, making sure that things happen, making sure that parades get brought up, talked about, rerouted, directed, whatever it takes. What else do you do in Nora? Your name kind of pops up at the among the list, not necessarily the leader, but on the lists of a lot of things.
Well, we really think it's important to give back to the community, so wherever we can help advertise and help make events more successful, we always try to step up and do that.
Right, and you're helping to advertise the Pine Mutter, so you help pay for radio ads, and we'll assume other ads that make sure the Pine Mutter is brought up and talked about?
Definitely, because the Pine Mutter is just an absolutely amazing event for young kids.
And what is the Pine Mutter? We better start talking about that. Well, that's why we're here today, incidentally.
Well, the Pine Mutter is a crazy, insane event for kids, through the ages of 8 to 13 years old. I mean, if your kids are coming, I highly recommend you bring an extra towel, a change of clothes, and someplace to put those muddy shoes, because it is controlled chaos of an obstacle course.
Right, and this is Sunday, and it is for kids ages 4 to 13, and it's in the afternoon, starts at, 2 to 3 p.m. is the actual Pine Mutter itself?
Well, we like to have you get there around 1 o'clock for registration. 1:30 is team stretch, and 2 o'clock is go time.
All right, so 2 p.m. is the big event, and anybody can sign up?
Yes, you don't have to be from Northumberland. You just have to be on the ages between 4 and 13, and we highly recommend that you pre-fill your registration form that you can find on Facebook. Just go on Facebook, look for the Nori Bulletin Board, or just search for Pine Mutter. Otherwise, you'll be standing in line with about 100 other parents who did not pre-register.
All right, so this is a good idea. Yeah, go on. Facebook is the way to go, so that's noteworthy. We want people to do that. What is a Pine Mutter, crazy obstacle course? Where did the name come from?
Well, if you actually remember back in time, Northumberland had its own high school, and its mascot was called the Pine Mutter, mm-hmm. because they are tough, resilient, like a knot of a pine. So then we're going to get muddy, so let's call it the Pine Mutter on it.
And it is for kids ages 4 to 13. Do you have a desire to go in the Pine Mutter when you see this happening?
I've been there now for several years. Ann August puts the thing together. It's absolutely insane. I mean, we start off with a 20-foot slip and slide to get things started.
All right, so that's the beginning of the Pine Mutter. Registration starts at 1 o'clock, but go to Facebook and fill out the form ahead of time, right?
Definitely.
So that's ideal. They're stretching from 1:30 to 2. What does that entail?
Well, we like to get the troops motivated, cranked up, and ready to go on it.
So
we do have a speaker there who gets things cranked up.
All right, and if a parent wants to run also, can they go with the child? Like, if suppose you have a 4-year-old, you might not want them sort of out on their own. Can your parent run along?
Yeah, because sometimes, you know, the kids don't like to run alone, or they like to run with their sibling, or they just want to keep an eye on a parent. So the parents are more than welcome to run along. There's plenty of side room to watch and work them through. And some people might not want to get that muddy or do each event. So again, the parent can just kind of stroll them along the side.
And is this part of Pine Mutter Days, which starts after this weekend?
They actually squeeze it in between the Soapbox Race, which is on Saturday. Phenomenal event. Make sure you...
Yeah, that's this Saturday, folks.
This Saturday, and you have to pre-register for that by Wednesday. Otherwise, you can't ride it.
Yeah, so today's the day to register.
So then we actually use some of the props from the Soapbox Race for the Sunday event, like the hay bales, things like that. And then we kick right off into Pine Mutter Days.
Okay, so, yeah, and then the vendors will be in King Street Park next Monday, or this coming Monday, I guess, would be properly stated. So this is right in between there. But the Pine Mutter is this Sunday. What is new this year at the Pine Mutter?
If you can believe it, we're actually bringing in a triaxle of mud.
A triaxle is a big dump truck.
Large dump truck. So you're going to go down a 20-foot slip and slide, and then you're going to run right over into a 20-foot mud pit. How exciting is that? Especially for young kids.
Right. So that'll be fun. So, yeah, your kids are definitely going to get dirty. So you have this 20-foot mud pit, and where does the water come from? Where's the mud coming from? I guess that's a fair question.
Oh, yeah. Now, first of all, this thing could not be put on without Ann August. She does a phenomenal job. And then after that, it's the fire company. They come down. They help set up. They're bringing in the tankers to wet things down on it. The other group is the 17857.org group. They're really a community outreach extension of the Northumberland Borough.
Okay, we see Norrie Police at this event, too, so they're a huge help trying to make sure this has happened. Is it a race, this obstacle course? So sort of explain, how does someone win? How does that work?
Well, we purposely made it not to be a race. We don't want that type of competition. Instead, what we want is just a fun, joyous time where you can run along with a friend, with maybe your younger brother or your older sister, where you can just have pure pleasure and fun. There's no ribbons. There's no trophies. Let's just go have some fun.
All right. So you don't get anything at the end other than a good feeling and the need for a shower.
You will definitely get muddy.
Okay.
You will definitely have a smile on your face. And you can actually go through the course more than once.
All right. So you have a $5 registration fee?
$5 registration fee. That goes towards community events. Last year they used it for Christmas decorations. This year it's going to go help out with the fire company. And it's just an absolute good time. I don't know how much fun you can have for $5.
And there are videos of this on YouTube?
YouTube has a video of anything and everything. So if you want to check it out ahead of time, go to YouTube and search Pine Mudder.
Yeah, all one word, PINEMUDDER. All right, and where is it? If I want to participate, tell me how to get more information and that kind of thing.
Well, it's the Pine Otter Park. For those of you who don't know where it is, it's across from the sewer plant in Northumberland, or it's right by the bridge that you cross over into Blue Hill. And rumor has it, the bypass street is going to be open, and you'll actually be able to make it down through Duke Street and turn right.
Oh, okay, good. And then come out of the park at the end of it and turn left to go back into town if you want to.
That's what the rumor has.
Okay, well, good. Well, yeah, PennDOT said Friday, and it looks pretty close. There's some finishing touches, I guess, to do, but it looks like we'll have Duke and Water and Front and King all open this week and during Pine Otter Days. So stay tuned for that. Could open tomorrow, they say, but certainly Friday is their day. All right, so if I'm on this race, if I'm on the obstacle course, how long is it? How long does it take to finish it, that kind of thing?
Well, the average runner takes about 10 to 15 minutes on it. You can bypass an obstacle, or you can go through the obstacle. You're going to climb over, under, around, through, all kinds of different things.
Okay, and how long is this whole course?
Well, I don't actually know the distance of it, but it's quite the run.
Okay.
To walk it, it's going to take you 15 or 20 minutes just to walk it.
Okay. So where does it start and where does it end?
Well, it starts right at home plate, slides right down that bank of 20 foot, runs up the river to the old Sea Scout dock, for those of you who actually remember that. It then goes down through the woods, through the road. There's a muddy mayhem of chaos back through there. Comes back around, runs out towards the outfield, around the ball field, ends up right back at home plate again.
Okay. All right. So, yeah, that's probably, a quarter mile or so to get out there and all the way back through with obstacles along the way. Are they going to spray you with hoses or anything?
We would love to knock you over with the fire hose, but they say we're not allowed to do that.
Oh, man. Some insurance thing. What do you know about insurance?
I don't know.
Who knows? Okay. And did you get dozens of kids? What kind of turnout do you usually get for this?
The turnout is amazing. We get 140, 150 kids every year. So, again, it's not pre-registration, but you can print off the form, bring the form pre-filled out, and you will skip the gigantic line for registration.
Well, good. And how many of these have we had, Pine Mutter? We definitely had one last year. How many Pine Mutters have there been?
This is Ann August's brainstorm. She's been doing it now for 8 years. And it's an annual event. It's always right before Pine Otter Days.
Okay. All right. So hopefully we'll get a big turnout again. So that's this Sunday. AccuWeather says on Sunday, partly sunny. Chance of a late day shower or thunderstorm. So you should be okay. It's going to be 88 degrees with a real feel of 95 on Sunday. So wear shorts, I guess.
Definitely. And we will have cold water there and ice just in case it gets too hot for the kids.
Okay. Any refreshments for sale, per se, at this kind of an event? Does that happen?
No.
Okay. So that's not part of this. All right. Well, set the scene. Just describe, if you're standing in the middle of it, turn around and tell me what we see at the park.
Well, you know, you start off there at the top, and that 20... You have to remember, as a young child between the ages of 4 and 13, everything is gigantic. So when they look down the barrel of that 20-foot slip and slide, it looks gigantic. And it is for a parent. Down they go, they make a quick right, and they're off and running. It's along the river, so you get the cool breeze coming off of that.
Mm-hmm.
The mud, the goop... It really is amazing. So I highly recommend you go to YouTube and check it out if you're thinking about bringing your kids. And where else can you take your child and run him to death or to her death, you know, for 2 hours on it?
Well, and have a blast in the process. And once you pay the $5 registration fee for each child, the youngster can go through a couple of times if they want to.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep.
So, foolish kids that want to go take laps.
And we don't send them all off at one time. You know, mm-hmm. they go out in small bunches so they don't pile up or back up throughout the course. So when we say that we start at 2, the beginning of the line starts at 2. And we do normally send them off per ages, per se. If your 8-year-old wants to run with your 10-year-old, that's great. Your 10-year-old would run with the 8-year-olds. But you just have to take your time to work your way through it.
All right, so go to Facebook and look under the word Pine Mutter, P-I-N-E-M-U-D-D-E-R.
Exactly, yep.
Well, Jim, thanks for all you're doing. Thanks for helping. You're one of the many people in Northumberland helping to glue the town together, so we appreciate that. I'm a Northumberland resident,
yep.
So I know
Thank
this
you.
To be true. And have a great Pine Mutter, and then I'll see you in October at the...
Halloween parade.
Hopefully I won't see you at the insurance office that we don't have any need for those visits. But yeah, we'll see you in the parade with your trailer collecting non-perishable foods again.
Yep, that's
your
the idea.
Other thing. All right, well, super. We'll see you then. If I want to get a hold of you, I can always go through Groninger Insurance, groningerinsurance.com. Just hit the website and contact
exactly.
us.
Exactly.
Perfectly
yep.
good way. All right,
That'd
fabulous.
Be great.
Thank you so much. Thanks for all you're doing.
Thanks for having us.